Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
We're back for another week of N4G Radio for the week of October 27th. 2008.
Is that your Lando Calrissian voice?
And I would like to say that this episode has been sponsored by Cole 45. What do you
smooth.
Think?
I think you're off by a day, though.
Smooth, refreshing.
27th?
26th? Cole 45.
26th.
What day is it?
26th.
The show is for the 27th.
Huh? Today's the 26th?
No, today's the
26th.
Today's the 26th?
Yes.
Who's the 26th?
He's sold first.
Oh, it is the 26th.
Zero.
Oh, shit.
We're all fucked up.
Yeah. The most important question is, what is the year? Please tell me the year.
Get your ass to Mars.
Well, you're going to have to be going at least 88 miles an hour when the lightning strikes the clock's tower in order for you to get back.
Man, I was trying to last week, but I got pulled over by a cop and got a speeding ticket.
And he wasn't even going 88 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly. I was only doing 53.
And then the cop got out of his car and he's like, Marty!
People, hurry! Go back to the future!
I think it's amazing you got a speeding ticket while sleeping. Isn't that what you called out the excuse with? I'm late because I'm sleeping?
Oh, snap. Oh. Doug got called out on the show. But anyway,
roads.
As you've heard.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
There's people in the studio.
Really?
Studio?
We're here to talk about games, not Christopher Lloyd's career that died after Back to the Future. We have Gambus Khan.
What's up?
Alrighty then. We have the Wombat.
Hey, well.
Killer Wolverine.
Yo.
Every week, you ruin the flow.
Consistent. That's all that counts.
Same motherfuckers every week.
Yeah.
But there is no Brian the Pervert Peterson here this week.
No, yeah, he's...
Brian the Pervert.
He's absent today.
He is out selling a game.
He called off to work.
Yeah, he called off the show to go to work.
Yeah,
you know his loyalties lie.
We don't give vacation days at the show.
No, we don't.
Throw that out there.
Possible sick days.
You don't get paid for this.
We don't get paid for it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that little detail.
Yeah.
Well, we got some fondling to talk about. We got some big games to talk about this week. So, I'll start with the con. I bet you thought I was going to turn my head, didn't you?
No.
I was thinking you were just going to turn your head.
I know you did.
You fooled him, but you cannot fool me.
Well, aren't you special?
I am special.
Fool me once.
Special Ed.
Shame on me. You can't fool a fool again. Axis of evil.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, I don't know. I almost made a t-shirt that said, back when the whole Axis of evil thing was big. I don't know. You may have even seen the design I had for it. I don't remember. But I almost made a t-shirt that said Axis of evil across the middle of it.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
Mega
it had
Mans?
Like, no, it had like Donkey Kong and Dr. Wily and Mother Brain and, a Goomba and a Koopa Troopa and Bowser and somebody else like all circled around it.
All
it's
that
pretty funny.
That would be awesome.
It was pretty funny.
Oh man!
But the Axis of Evil thing kind of ran its course.
Yeah, it did.
So
I mean, it still works.
It still works.
Yeah.
All right. So,
terminology.
What are you fondling?
Well, this week I've only played. I only played two games. Yeah, I only played two games, but it was quality time, I must
say. I like
say.
Quality time. This time of year is hard to get quality
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm just like laid back getting some quality
laid
game
back
time.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Do this every day about the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop Dogg in the hizzle.
And no.
That actually, the do this every day about the same time was... from a different song, not Snoop Dogg.
My bad.
Yeah.
Another
I've been
Snoop
schooled.
Another terrible early 90s rap song.
Does it matter?
You've been schooled, sir.
You've been potatoed. So what you been playing?
All righty.
We'll get to it eventually.
The first game I played on the Nintendo DS.
Get your hooker boots ready.
Yeah. Exactly. Brand new this week. Castlevania Order of...
Excelsior.
Ecclesia or...
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia or Excelsior?
I have no idea Ecclesia. What the hell
I don't know.
I stopped trying to pronounce half the game titles that come out of Japan about 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't even sound Japanese.
I don't think it is. No, I think it's supposed to be, I don't know, Transylvanian.
Transylvanian.
They're using that European talk. But
European talk. There you go. You sounded like, when you said that, you sounded like you should have had about three teeth sticking out and a beer in your hand.
I got that European tongue.
Talk like him European.
Like him foreigners.
Foreigners.
Hot blooded.
Those people overseas, yeah. But anyway.
Check it and see.
This is the newest Castlevania game.
Games.
For a handheld system, which, sadly, I mean, I love Castlevania. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my most cherished franchises. But, I mean, it's like the whole series is, you know, doing...
Copy and paste?
Well, kind of, but...
They've been making basically the same game since Symphony of the Night.
Is that some of that American
Jeez,
talk?
Jeez, Pete. My tongue's, like, glued to the bottom of my mouth or something.
They've been making the same game since Symphony of the Night.
They'll teach you to eat Elmer's glue.
No doubt. That's what I get for eating paste.
I will say this, though. This newest Castlevania, there's a lot of gameplay differences. I mean, I guess you could say the actual feel of the game is still, you know, it uses the same, like, jump and attack mechanics as Symphony of the Night and stuff like that. But this game is actually like a combination of two Castlevanias. It's like a combination of Symphony of the Night, but it also reminds me of... Castlevania II: Simon's Quest, which is probably my second favorite Castlevania next to Symphony of the Night. So basically, in my opinion, took the top two games of the series and basically mixed them together. And it's really fun. There's even a town in this game. There's a village where you could, like, go to. In the very beginning of the game, there's, like, only one guy in the village. But when you start playing through more of the levels...
Bet he's busy.
But when you start playing more of the levels, it's like you find more villagers, and the more villagers you find, when you go back to the village, you see them, and you like rescue the shop owner, so then you can start buying stuff. And
so you single-handedly repopulate the village,
essentially. Yes,
there you go.
Knuckle yeah. Children.
It's awesome. it seems like the story in this game. Is a little bit different than the other ones, because in most Castlevania games, you're either playing the role of a Belmont character or a descendant of a Belmont character. Or, like in Symphony of the Night, you're playing as, like, Alucard.
Right.
In this game, you play as this woman named Shinoa. And she is a part of the Order of...
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
Appadoodah.
Yeah. And you actually find out that there are...
A cheese sandwich.
Yeah, a cheese sandwich. And extra bacon. And you actually find out that there are actual organizations that are all finding ways to destroy Dracula. So it's like, huh, that's kind of an interesting concept, because, you know, in all the other games, it's all about the Belmont family versus Dracula. But now in this, they're basically saying there's organizations that are, you know, doing the same thing. So it's like, I wonder if it's like a hint of like a new direction, you know, in terms of the story, which is Castlevania games. You don't really play the games for story. It's kind of like, you know, playing Mega Man games for story. You don't really come for the story. You come for the gameplay, you know.
You stick around for the story.
Yeah, you stick around for the story, but you come for the gameplay, the music, and the atmosphere. And that's pretty much how Castlevania is. And, I'm really enjoying this one. I'm about 2 hours into it. I've beaten a few of the... I think I'm about in the fifth or sixth area in the game. And I have to say that the game is extremely tough. It's really tough, especially the bosses. The bosses will kill you in about 4 to 5 hits. And they hit you
with
really
the best
fast
shot.
and often. So you really, in this game, you really have to learn enemy patterns, and you have to be quick on your feet and know when to dodge, when to slide, because she can slide across the floor, and like know when to jump and use the combination. She also has she's got a back flip where she basically just flips backwards, you know, and goes like several feet, you know, real quick. It's kind of like how Alucard, how he does the backwards dash. Well, she does the same thing, but she does a flip in the middle of it. So that's pretty cool. And so you have to learn how to use all these techniques. Oh yeah, the actual the weapons in the game aren't weapons at all. They're actual magical powers. And this is like part of the new gameplay mechanic in this game is that you collect these magical glyphs from enemies. So when you defeat enemies, sometimes they'll leave a glyph, like kind of like a soul, and you absorb the glyph into her. She's got a tattoo on her back. It goes into her tattoo.
Is it a tramp stamp?
A tramp stamp?
Yeah. Like a lower back tattoo?
Oh, it's actually an upper back.
Oh, an upper back tattoo.
Yes. Yeah, she's starting a new trend. Yeah. But it's pretty cool because you can equip two different...
I'm allowed to use the tramp stamp terminology because my wife has a tattoo on her lower back. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun fact, no one knew.
So does mine.
See? I noticed a little angry look on your face. So.
But... yeah, you can equip two weapon glyphs at the same time. And it's really cool because if you have, like, two melee weapons, you can push both of them real quickly, and she'll do a combo. So you can create, like, a custom combo. But what I usually do is I equip one, like, short-range melee weapon, and then I equip one that's, like, a ranged weapon. So I have a scythe where she attacks with a giant scythe, and then as my secondary weapon, I have it to where she shoots these arrows, and she could actually shoot arrows quite, you know, quickly, but they don't really take off much damage. But it's really cool. It adds a new dynamic to the overall gameplay of Castlevania. And also there's a ability glyph, which is kind of cool, where there's these like little, they're kind of like these, I'm going to say nodes, but that's a different game, but they're kind of like these little metal nodes that are stuck on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use this particular ability, she, has a magnetic like shield around her. And when she goes up to the node, you can actually slingshot her using the magnetic force. And you could actually propel her to different areas using momentum, and it's, like, really awesome. And I'm like, whoa, this is cool. And there's even a boss fight where you actually have to propel her from, like, one end of the room to the other, like, continuously as you're fighting this boss. And it was really really interesting new gameplay. But I'm really liking it so far.
Is there multiplayer? Because, like, the last DS Castlevania, there was this jank multiplayer. Jank.
There was this really jank-ass multiplayer.
I do remember looking at something to do with Wi-Fi in the instruction manual, but I did not really investigate if there is any multiplayer. I don't know if there is or not, but I will say this. The single-player game is really, really awesome. I'm enjoying myself, despite the fact that it's extremely difficult.
Dude, it wouldn't be a Castlevania game if it wasn't extremely difficult.
And I also think that it's probably the best graphically of the handhelds that have been coming out about every 18 months. I think it's probably the best graphics yet.
I guarantee it looks better than the last 3D Castlevania on the Xbox and PlayStation 2.
You got that right.
Where there was like Dynasty Warriors levels of fog everywhere.
Yeah.
I have just one question before we wrap up your Castlevania talk.
What's that?
After like 400 games, don't you think that the protagonists in these games would realize that you can't fucking kill Dracula?
That's you would think.
That's why they have organizations now.
Yeah, like MAD, yeah. Mothers Against Drunk Dracula.
But still, even if you kill him, he just resurrects. So why not just leave him to fuck alone?
You gotta like him, you know, for trying. You gotta give him, you know, points for spirit.
I'm just asking a question. Apparently, the Belmont family gave up because they didn't show up again.
They're like, yeah. Yeah, good luck, fuck you. You know what, fuck y'all. We've been trying to kill this motherfucker for hundreds of years, and he won't die.
You should just be like, even his son couldn't kill him. You know, we're done.
Yeah,
you guys want to give it a shot? You go ahead. You go ahead and fight through this castle full of skeletons and spikes
and Medusa heads.
As they go back to flying ass Medusa heads,
as they go back to drinking their ale and snickering at you.
You go collect hearts by breaking candles.
I'm gonna go wear this trench coat and comb my hair.
And comb my hair.
All right,
indeed.
But the the other game I've been playing this week in a hole. It's so awesome. It's great. It's a great game.
Did I not tell you?
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed.
Indeed. Shallow it's a little pedantic. Game called... Indeed.
Shallow and Pedantic.
Dead Space.
Is Randy Macho Man Savage narrating it?
Oh, yeah. Pick this game up. I'll come over to your house and beat you up.
Snap into a slip.
Oh, yeah. But yeah,
you got to use a little.
Yeah, you got to use a little pinky hand motion.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man. Play Dead Space. Snap into a Slim Jim. Snap into a mutant creature's arm.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite work as well. Doesn't have the same flow.
So, yeah. Dead Space.
Dead Space. This game gets my pick for best use of sound in a video game ever.
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 This has the best use of sound ever in a video game.
Really?
Yes. Because it's like, I'm in like...
I'm a big fan of Call of Duty's use of sound.
Yeah, it's really good too, but Dead Space is...
Dead Space does it very well.
It provides with the atmosphere.
It'll make you have poopy pants.
Yeah. I'll put it to you this way. In Chapter 5, because I'm in Chapter 6 right now. In Chapter 5, I was traversing the stage, and I noticed... I started hearing sounds... Not scary sounds, but just mechanical sounds that I have yet to hear in the whole game. So I'm thinking to myself, so is this game really introducing new sounds, you know, even five and a half hours into the game that does not have to do with the actual narrative of the game? You know, most games pretty much, you know,
recycle the same sound effects.
Yeah, it's recycled sounds, but this game, man, it's got a lot of different sounds, and you can. I was actually paying attention to I'll put up the volume, and it's like, man, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background, like simultaneously, like you'd hear machines running, you'd hear like the lights running, you'd hear like an echoey. The voice of the computer system, like talking in like a distant area, and you don't even know what she's saying. You know, you just hear the echo like in another room, and it's like, man, the sound production quality in this game is like completely incredible, man. It's one of those things that it was designed for it if you have a top-notch sound system.
Or a really good pair of headphones.
Or, yes, exactly. I wish I had a really good
pair of headphones. Or like me, you have neither.
Yeah.
You can just put on some like Walkman headphones.
Yeah. I don't think my TV has a headphone jack.
Oh.
Does you have the same TV I do? Does it have a headphone jack?
No.
No.
There you go.
But
what a bitch.
You could always go to Radio Shack and get one of those, like, you can make it work.
Right.
Because there's an audio out.
Right.
You can do a bunch of crazy splitter jack things. Pop. There you go. Splitter
yeah, that jacks. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I did it.
Besides the sound, the graphics are freaking incredible. Like the art direction, like the architectural design of the ship. I mentioned this not on the podcast, but I was talking to a friend on Xbox Live, and I said to him that it actually reminded me of the architectural design of the Final Fantasy Spirits Within movie that came out about 10 years ago. And the graphics look just like that movie. I mean, you don't have realistic looking human characters in the game, but the environments are just so, they're futuristic, but at the same time, it's like they look like they could, you know, exist.
You know what the architectural design kind of reminded me of? And I was noticing this when I was playing through the game the other day. This, like, the interiors, the spaceship interiors, and even the design of the ship itself.
Yes.
Reminds me of the design of Mass Effect. Like, it looks like what the spaceships in Mass Effect would look like if they were, you know, broken down and being, infested by mutants.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of looks like a broken down version of that. I was noticing that when I was walking through the levels. So I thought that was pretty neat.
It garners a lot of comparisons to a lot of other games. Yeah. And what's funny is it always garners comparisons to great games.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Like Bioshock and Mass Effect. And
Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4. It just...
I'm like you, though. I had some trouble adjusting to the perspective.
The perspective
at first.
Will get you at first. Yeah.
Because, and once again, I'm going to bring it back to this. The perspective reminds me of when you're aiming in Mass Effect because it's right down over your shoulder. It was easy for me to get used to it when I was aiming, but when I'm just like walking around, it's a little weird.
It takes a little while to get
used. I didn't have problems with that. I played the shit out of Resident Evil 4.
Could be a very big reason.
I didn't play the shit out of Resident Evil.
It's been so long since I played RE4, though. I guess I haven't played a game that's so kind of in that weird perspective, I guess.
Right. Any other perspective, I don't think would have worked.
No, you're right.
It wouldn't.
They did
the right thing, but it just took a couple seconds to adjust. It's not a negative point.
No,
it just
I don't think if first person it would have worked, and then third person it wouldn't have worked.
First person wouldn't have worked for sure.
I think my favorite thing, though, in terms of art direction for Dead Space is the holograms, because they're everywhere, and they're so well done.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that everything, you know, inventory is in a hologram. The map is in a hologram. The doors are in a hologram. You know, like the locks on the doors are in a hologram.
Yeah.
It's so pervasive that it makes it even better. So I'm a big fan of that.
And now if you get attacked and you got something up and you start shooting, it goes away.
Right.
So they do it. They made it really well.
Yeah, this game is one of the best-sounding games, one of the best-looking games. And, man, is it also one of the best-playing games I've ever played. This game really is this year's BioShock, in my opinion.
And you know, though, it's just a shame that it came out when it did. I mean, it came out before the rush, but still to get overlooked with the shit coming out.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
I think this will be a game like BioShock that kind of picks up steam
after the holidays.
Over time, after the holidays, and people start seeing how good it is and going back and playing it.
Because people will probably beat, you know, your resistance and your gears pretty quick, and they're like, oh, what can I fall back on?
Yeah.
Dead Space.
I don't play, as a rule, I don't really play survival horror games because I don't really like survival horror games.
Yeah.
This is the first one that I really, really want to play more of. It definitely, and I haven't played very much. I'm only about an hour in-ish. But it's the only survival horror game that has sort of hooked me in the first hour and made me want to play it more. Like, none of the Resident Evils really did that. I beat the first Resident Evil, but it was sort of a, I feel like I have to beat it, rather than I really, really wanted to, because it drew me in.
Yeah.
Survival horror games just don't really do that to me, but this game is amazing.
And was it you, Ken, that compared it to the movie Event Horizon?
Event Horizon.
Yeah.
It very got Event Horizon vibe.
Yeah, I have to agree. And this past week, I also watched a movie, Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi movie called Sunshine, and it was a really good movie.
Yeah.
And that also reminds me a lot of... To actually get right down to it, Dead Space is kind of like a mixture of the movie Sunshine, Event Horizon, and The Thing.
There you go.
There you go.
And that's, it's scarier than crap. Holy Jesus. Man, that game made me jump several times.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where, you know, I became... used to having all these enemies. I'll be walking through the hallway. I'll be like, yeah, there's going to be an enemy jumping out in front of me. But then it's like they start throwing in other things that scare you at the same time, like the environmental, like the actual stages will start doing stuff that, you know, they don't normally do, and you're like, holy crap, and you're like, oh my god.
I think the game is a mind fuck.
It is.
It'll get you prepared for something that probably won't happen sometimes.
There's a lot of times that'll prepare you for something that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then other times it'll scare the shit out of you and for no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be scared.
And so far the story in the game is freaking messed up, man. It's
kind of like a mix of Doom and Event Horizon.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, the movie Doom.
Right,
sorry,
right.
Not the.
Well,
not the
I gathered as much.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's got a Doom 3 vibe to it too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which I mean, I know that it's not really the most popular opinion, but I thought Doom 3 was awesome. So
I like Doom 3.
I like Doom 3.
Everybody made fun of it, but screw that. I liked it.
And you know, the only reason that game was kind of creepy is because of the whole flashlight and switching to your gun thing. So.
Yeah, that's what I never understood about, like, the people that did the mod to attach the flashlight to your weapon or whatever. That took away half the scare factor of the game.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder you didn't like it very much because you know...
You ruined it.
You ruined it for yourself. Yeah. The whole point of the game was that you couldn't have your flashlight and the gun out at the same time.
Yeah.
So...
But that concludes my fond lane for this week, and in the upcoming week, I plan on playing... I would like to finish Dead Space this week and play some more Castlevania, and I'm also going to be picking up Fallout 3.
Oh, Fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome.
All right, so now we'll move on to the next big game. Or, I'm sorry, person.
Thanks, I'm a big person? Is that the guy? I'm a big person?
Big boy! Hold up a little second. What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing this week is Fable 2.
Oh, snap. See how he segged
in? See how I segged in there?
Oh.
No, we'll start out. I played, what else did I say that I played?
I don't remember.
Well, Dead Space, but
but I mean, we already talked about that.
You played the arcade game a little bit.
The pub games, yes. There we go. I played, before actually Fable 2 came out, I played some more of the pub games, which... I mean, it's kind of gotten, nobody really talks about that aspect of it a whole lot, but the integration between the live arcade game and the actual game is one of the best ideas that I've seen in a long time, and I hope that other games follow suit. Other games that have sort of mini games inside the game, I hope they follow suit and make a full-fledged sort of live arcade title compatible. The big game for me this week that I played, basically didn't play anything else, was Fable 2, which in my opinion is just awesome. It's everything that I liked about the first Fable and nothing that I didn't like about the first Fable. Because it's got the same, simplistic yet, deep enough controls in terms of combat. That the first one had, the world actually feels fleshed out and alive and more than just sort of reacting when you walked up to something like the first one kind of felt like. It feels like it capitalized on a lot of the promise that the first one had. And the game itself is a lot of fun. I mean, above all, the game itself is a ton of fun. The combat is good. I love the fact that you can... you know, rent out a house and you earn income regardless of whether you're playing the game or not.
Yeah.
You know, I love the dog.
The dog is like one of the greatest things ever.
I didn't think that, you know, Molyneux was promising that it would be a new wrinkle in gameplay, and I was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, we've had, you know, buddy AI forever, but I love the fact that the dog gets scared and you have to comfort it.
And it hunts out treasure.
Hunts out treasure. It's a very, very good addition, and I'm actually I find myself sort of paying more attention to the dog than I expected to.
Yeah.
And paying attention to the way it behaves, and like I said, I love the fact that it gets scared when you go into a cave or whatever, and I love the fact that when it senses there might be danger, it starts growling and like looking around for stuff. I love the fact, and to the point where, I mean, I'm not even very far into the game, so I haven't really had a lot of chance to connect myself to the dog, but even when you fight the first sort of boss character, the bandit, Thag, I think is his name.
When he hits the
and
dog.
And he busts out of the door and he kicks your dog in the face and, like, knocks him backwards, I was like, oh, why did you do that?
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then he's like walking after you finish the fight. He's like walking around, sort of limping a little bit, and you kind of have to heal him up or whatever.
Yeah.
But the game just it does, in my opinion, other than probably Dead Space, it does a better job of actually pulling you into the game world than any other game this year. It really connects you to the world at large. Instead of most, line popped into my head the other day, and I was like, oh, I need to say that on the podcast. And I was like, no, that's too fucking cheesy to say on the podcast. But it's the first time in a role-playing game that I've ever felt like I was actually playing a role, rather than like just, you know, watching a character story unfold, which is what most RPGs are.
Yeah.
You know, you actually are playing the role of this person that's living in this world that happens to be a hero. But, you know, you got a job on the side, and you've got a dog, and you can have a family, and you own property, and it really is sort of all-encompassing. It's sad that it does this, but it really makes me wonder what they're going to do with the next one. Like, it really... When games are that good, Mass Effect, once again, we'll bring it up, did the same thing to me, too. It really, when you see a game that's this good, it really makes me wonder what they're going to do for the sequel. It makes me hyped for the sequel, even though it's, you know, 6 million years away, because Peter Molyneux. But, you know, I, so far, and this is tempered a little bit, because I haven't played a whole lot of it, but so far, it's in the running for my game of the year.
It is really good.
And, you know, obviously I haven't played Little Big Planet yet, at least not the full version. I haven't played Fallout yet, which basically since last year, I've been saying that Fallout 3 was probably going to be my game of the year. So I haven't played that yet, obviously. But, you know, it's up there in the running with, and I'm going to get lynched for this, Grand Theft Auto. And probably Metal Gear for my game of the year.
It's amazing that we've already had Grand Theft Auto and Metal Gear this year.
It's ridiculous. And, I mean, there's, you know, I remember last year, I think even a listener asked us last year whether we thought 2008 could be as good a year for gaming as 2007 was.
Yeah.
And we kind of cautiously said yes, but, man, so far it has proven to be just as good, if not better than last year.
If not better.
And we haven't even seen the big dogs yet. Like, Fallout's not out. Little Big Planet's not out. Resistance isn't out. Gears isn't out. You know, all these games are not out yet. Mirror's Edge isn't out. It could turn out to be incredible. You know, we don't know.
Yep.
So
I'm giddy about the rest of the year. But so far, like I said,
my wallet's not giddy.
It's Fable 2 is definitely in my running. And, you know, I'm only an hour and a half into it.
Yeah.
So, and it's already sort of swinging my vote. So it's going to take, it's going to take a Herculean effort from a game like Fallout to sort of knock it off the perch. And, you know, Little Big Planet, too, because what I played in the beta, Little Big Planet,
I'm
phenomenal
as well. I'm so
excited
to play the final version.
But as we were discussing actually before the show, it's very sad to me because I am and was very excited about Little Big Planet, but I really feel like, just because of my personal gaming preferences, that it's going to kind of have to take a back seat the next couple weeks. Just because, you know, number one, I was so uber pumped about Fable and Fallout, and they're both coming out at the same time, and number two, because both of those games require a significant time investment.
Yeah.
Whereas Little Big Planet's more of a game where if I wanted to, I can just pick up and play somebody else's level and still have a blast with it. So in terms of time, I have a bad feeling that it's going to kind of take a backseat the next month or so while I slog through Fable 2 and Fallout 3, because, you know, my personal gaming preferences point me more towards them. But I'm... We'll seg to future fondling. I am so jacked for Fallout. I can't even stand it. I'm really, really, really excited, and I hope that it lives up to my lofty expectations. But, you know, I heard someone made a disparaging comment and said that it basically, you know, it feels too similar to Oblivion, and the little Elder Scrolls fanboy in me stood up and cheered. Just because, you know, I loved Oblivion, I loved Morrowind even more. So the fact that these guys are going to take a license as good as Fallout and put their spin on it, I'm really, really, really excited. So we'll see how everything lands at the end of the year, but it's going to be a tough couple months on my heart in terms of game of year.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be even harder to pick a game of the year this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you.
So, and you know, Dead Space too. You know, I haven't even played a whole lot of Dead Space, and it's phenomenal too. So it's going to be a tough
Metal
year.
Metal Gear at the top of my list, and
right now, and once again, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this, but Grand Theft Auto is at the top of my list for now.
Yeah,
cautiously, just because I love the game. I don't care if anybody thinks it sucks. I loved it. But Metal Gear is a close second, and then probably Fable is a close third. But you know, I haven't played as much of Fable as I have the other two, so it's going to be a tough year. But anyways, this week, Fallout, Little Big Planet, and I got into the Resistance 2 beta, but because downloading anything on the PlayStation Network is like trying to download an HD movie on a 56K modem, I still haven't had a chance to play it. So that's downloading as we speak, and I'm really excited to play it. To see what the co-op's like, see what the multiplayer's like, and dig through it. I'm seeing a lot of mixed opinions online, so I'm really excited to kind of play it for myself and form my own opinion on the game ahead of time before it comes out, at least on the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, it's a beta. I think a lot of people don't really understand that it's a beta. Like, a lot of people seem to be slagging on connection issues and stuff, and they don't understand that that's the whole point of a beta.
Didn't work with SOCOM, though.
That's true. That's true.
Which pisses me off.
And apparently Resistance has already gone gold. So, yeah. But
yikes.
I'm looking forward, like I said, to playing it myself and judging it on my own rather than letting other people sway my decision. So I'll be playing that when I get home. I'll be playing, hopefully, the demo for Valkyria Chronicles, and the MotorStorm demo, which I still haven't played. So, but I do have to make one comment about the PlayStation 3.
Oh, good.
I like the new update. Big time.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Well,
what
stands out to you, I guess?
Just, I like the fact that more and more, and I'll probably get lynched for saying this too, but it's been that kind of day. More and more, the PlayStation Network is starting to feel as complete as Xbox Live feels.
Yeah, that's,
you know, it's taking steps in that direction, and this latest update added a lot of the little things that really help sort of push it up another level, like seeing how long people have been online, being able to compare trophies with other people, being able to shut the system off automatically once stuff's done downloading. Which still is not as good as being able to turn your system off and let it download in the background, but it's a step.
Yeah.
It's just they're starting to really add a lot of stuff that's, you know, sort of getting them up there on that level of completeness that Xbox Live is at.
They got a lot more ground to cover when November hits, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But, you know, they're still talking like home's going to be out by the end of the year. And we'll see. But I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt because at least they're definitely putting the effort in.
Yeah.
So
and it's free.
And it's free.
Big
there you go.
It's free.
That's the big push right there.
Hold on, let me throw in my quintessential fanboy comment.
Yeah.
It's free.
That's true. So but I was impressed. I didn't think I'd be impressed by the update, but I was. It's a shame it doesn't improve download speeds.
Yeah, you're right, though. Baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
I actually downloaded a premium theme.
No, did you? Which one?
Mega Man.
You're part of the problem.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's awesome because when you go through the menus, it makes Mega Man sounds.
How much was it?
$2.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And
I'm
it's
paying
got
for themes anymore.
It's
I wasted too much money.
You
on
paid
360.
For themes on the 360.
I know. I don't do it anymore. It's just so pissed at it.
It is a waste. I just make my own themes.
Yeah. That's just such a waste of money. And yeah. It's really disappointing that Sony went to that, but I understand why they did.
The thing is, now I got Mega Man as my theme for my 360 and my PS3.
Yeah, because, nice. Because you do know that if Sony hadn't introduced premium themes, we'd have got that for free. Just like the Bionic Commando theme.
The Bionic Commando theme was free?
Yeah. It was before they went to this premium crap.
Hmm.
Oh, you're talking on PlayStation Network.
Yeah, PlayStation
I thought
Network.
You were talking on Xbox Live.
No,
I was
going to
say, dude, they don't do free themes on Xbox Live unless it's a movie.
Yeah, unless they give you some crappy movie theme.
Right. Although the Dark Knight one was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't
yeah,
bad.
The Dark Knight one was sweet.
All right, so now we move on to Spider-Man.
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
I got other things that I played a little bit of. I did play Dead Space, but we already talked about that. So, played a little bit of Saints Row 2 online.
Yeah.
Didn't really do much except for the
insurance fraud.
Which, like, the first game is just so much fun.
Well, what was awesome is when you get that adrenaline meter
yeah.
and then you just, like, shoot your dude, like, 4,000 yeah. feet in air.
You have unlimited sprint or stamina or whatever they call it. And you can just run at cars and just throw yourself and you just, shit, shoot you halfway across the map. It's just fun.
It's so much fun.
The only thing I have a problem with, and I don't remember being in the first one, is you have to hit either the left trigger to shoot yourself left or shoot yourself right with the right trigger. And that's the only way you can get points. I don't remember that being in the
well,
first
in
game.
Well, it's just like the first game. You pull both triggers and he falls.
Well, you pull one. You fall whichever direction.
See, it said when you pull both. I thought I kept pulling both.
No, you pull one or the other. And I knew that was in the first game, but I thought you could just, you know, get hit by a car and that would still count with money, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, not in the first one.
Because
you still had to drop yourself.
Well, because there was a couple times when I was on the ground and just getting up and then a truck just run at you, fuck over, and I didn't get any points from it, and I would keep getting bounced from car to car and flung into the air and hit
walls. Yeah, but you didn't care because you got to get up and do it again.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, that sucks. I didn't get points for it, but yeah, that's the only thing we really did, and it was just so much fun.
Oh, man,
so
I
look
love
forward
that
to
game.
Playing that a lot more.
Yeah.
I did play Fable. Not long. I beat it. Not beat it.
I beat it. I didn't play it long.
Played it just for a couple minutes.
I played it for about an hour because I knew if I got into it, I would keep wanting to play it, so I was just, you know, messing around, and there's a lot of choices, even as a kid.
Yeah.
There was a couple of instances where you can either go, you know, bad or good, and I'm staying on the good path as a kid.
Basically, just about anything that you do in the game gives you the choice of doing
yeah.
either bad
like
or good.
I think the first one was
the warehouse with the bugs?
Yeah,
or,
kill the beetles, and like either I set the house or the warehouse on fire or kill the beetles. I killed the beetles, and then
yeah.
the other one was the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, the alcohol one.
Yeah, where
did
I get
the warrants thing yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was an objective. I kind of had to do that.
Yeah, but that gives you the choice, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've given it to the same guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of choices. I don't remember having that many choices in the first game.
I farted when he took a picture of me.
Yeah, I did, too. And it lowers your purity.
Wow.
The first mission when you're an adult, not like the first little quest that it gives you, but the actual first mission, you have the option of either freeing these slaves or you can give the key to the cage to the guy that actually owns them instead. So there's the whole game is filled with... And I got evil points for killing a rabbit.
Nice.
I didn't think that I would, but
have
if
you
kill a
your
rabbit,
pants yet?
No,
I poop my pants.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Farting too much?
Yeah. If you like, because you know how some emotions you can hold.
Yeah.
You can hold the farting one.
Yeah. I
and
did
if
that.
You if you let it off at the wrong time, he poops his pants.
Oh, nice.
And he starts running around going, oh.
Sweet. See, I did it once holding that because it took me a while to figure out, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
It's not really intuitive. You got to, you know, just play around with it. And I did that. And luckily, I didn't poop my pants. I hit her in the sweet spot. So.
I pooped my pants. It was cool.
But I tried to kill a rabbit, but then you said that since it had a purple aura.
Yeah, you got to turn the safety off before you can do that. Same way for NPCs. If you come across an NPC you want to kill, you have to go into the emotion thing and turn off safety.
Yeah. Which, that emotion thing is huge this time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotions. And damn, I was using about every one of them when I first got as an adult in that gypsy town. And I was just picked out this one woman and just started, you know, doing like, hey, whatever.
I love the point and laugh is one of my favorites because if, like, I had a gypsy that was trying to flirt with me and she came up and she started talking to me and she said something, I don't remember. Aren't you going to talk to me or something like that? And I pointed and laughed and just kept doing it over and over. It's pretty funny. But the only thing I don't kind of like about the emotion thing is on your little quick switch menu, It doesn't really, like, it just shows you the icon. Yeah. It would be nice if it had, like, a little line just telling you what it was.
Yeah.
Because I had one that popped up, and I couldn't figure out what it was, but I couldn't find it on the wheel. So I don't know what it did.
Is that thing totally random, too, like what it puts in your hot menu?
It depends on the context of the situation.
No, because, like I was, like, trying to figure out what it was putting under there, and it would keep changing, and
yeah,
I was like,
eh. Depends on the context of the situation you're in. Mm. Yeah. And also, if you see one on the up, it's like the where he's like posing or whatever, that just lets you change your stats once you level up.
Yeah. So. And that's about as far as I got to the first quest as an adult, going underwater in that cave. And, you know, the dog thing's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. And I found a little red ball, and I played fetch with him. Of course, that's kind of broken. I held it down because you can. It's like the emotion. You can hold it down, and I guess you throw it farther. But I was in the cave at this time, so I held it down, hit the sweet spot, and I threw the ball. God knows where. And the dog kind of just got stuck on one of the, I guess, I don't know what the fuck you call them, stagnite,
yeah,
whatever it is. And he got stuck there, and he was just running against it.
Yeah, there's.
And then he just glitched back and looked at me like. Hey.
That's the thing. There are some definite glitch issues.
Oh, yeah.
With the game, but I mean. Once again, number one, in a game like that, you have to expect it.
Right.
And number two, none of them are game-breaking
right.
to me.
Right.
Nah, so,
that wasn't game-breaking. I was like, hey, that's pretty funny.
The only thing that I've noticed, and I'm noticing this in a lot of games lately, and it didn't seem like it was ever as big a problem before, achievement slowdown. When you earn an achievement, the game crawls. Mm. It did it in Mercenaries bad, and
yeah.
It does it in Fable as well. And I never really remember that before, but it seems like a lot of the Xbox Live
yeah.
games that are coming out now get some slowdown when you get an achievement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was never as big a problem before. I don't know if just because they're pushing
too much
stuff.
I don't think the games have been that huge
as
they are anymore. So, but, you know, like I said, I'm having fun with
yeah.
it, and I want to play more of it, but... It's another one that's probably going to have to take a little bit of a backseat for the time being.
Yeah.
And I really should have played a lot more of it this week, but I played a lot of Spider-Man. A lot of Spider-Man, which no one else will probably play a lot of. I like it. It ranks up there with Ultimate and 2. And kind of bypasses 3 because 3 sucked. You know, the combat is good. It works. There's 2 buttons. Really simplistic, and they teach you this in the first level of the game. Luke Cage is kind of your instructor on how to fight, and he teaches you all these different methods to take, and you test that out on gangs. And that's pretty much how you get through to the, you know, progressive story is killing gang members, but it's fun. I mean, it's monotonous. Yeah, but what Spider-Man game isn't?
Right.
So the controls have changed a little bit. If I remember correctly, 3, the B button stuck you to a side of a building. This time it's the R bumper, which is also your block, which comes in handy.
Right.
I mean, the other Spider-Man games had a block button. I never used it. This one, it comes in handy because you will get out, you know, numbered and swarmed by a lot of big, huge, hulking mech motherfuckers. And
a lot of good cameos in it.
So far, they're kind of
loose.
They're kind of just... Yeah, like
right.
the B list of the universe. I encountered obviously Luke Cage when you
see. I didn't make the whole universe as a B list thing joke. I didn't do that.
Well, it's true. I mean, there's only been 2 Spider-Man regulars that I've come across right now. 3
Black Cat.
3 Black Cat is. I was getting to that, but
I was just asking.
Oh, right? No, right. Luke Cage is your first one you encounter. Obviously, he helps train you. When you beat his training missions, you get him as an ally. Which is a new system in this game, and you have a special meter. And if you ever need his help, you hit down on your D-pad, and you hit it again. He'll come help you wherever you're at. The thing with that is, though, as you get more allies, you get good and evil ones. Like I ran into Moon Knight. Which, oddly enough, he didn't actually make
Dude,
it.
Dude, I don't want to hear it, Shazam. All right?
Yeah, but even you can't defend Moon Knight.
Well, there's no defending Moon
no.
Knight. Because this is... I was doing some kind of aerial battle with these guys, and he comes around, and he helps me, and his little moon-shaped ship. I'm like, this is so fucking dumb. So I got him as an ally.
It's
so
Moon Knight.
I got,
of course it's dumb.
I got Luke Cage and Moon Knight as good... And then I went along the mission, and I, you know, had to fight Black Cat. I got her. She's not a bad one, but she's not a good one. She's
right.
in that line, but they put her towards the bad side. And then I defeated Vulture. Vulture? Vulture. Sorry. And obviously, he's an enemy.
Right.
So, now, The ally system works like this. Red suit, because you know you can switch between the black and the red on a fly just by clicking down on the left stick. If you're on the red suit and you want to call an ally, you can only call good ones. So I can only call, if I'm using my red suit, Luke Cage or Moon Knight, and they'll help you. If you want to call Black Cat or Vulture, you switch to the black suit. So that's kind of cool. I've really used it once. You really don't need to use it because it never gets that hard, but it's nice to know that it's there.
So do you have new abilities with the black suit?
You're stronger.
Really?
That's about as all I can see. You can... the main difference is red suit, if you hit the B button, he shoots out little spider web balls that you know, wrap up your enemy.
Uh-huh.
Hitting the B button, you do that. With the black suit, you hit the B button, you pick up a car and throw it to wherever direction you point it to. So,
nice.
Gee,
if I have to have the choice between shooting little web balls and picking up a car and throwing it.
Well, see, that in line
that's the morality, bro.
Right. And that's exactly what it is.
Right.
If you, like, say, the red suit, if you're playing through as the red suit, you want to be, you know, what Spider-Man would do in the red suit, you got to help civilians, bring them to the hospital if they're injured, and you get 10 red suit points. On the opposite of that, and I find myself doing a lot of this because there's a lot of rescue, you know, three civilians. And bring them to the hospital. And there's not really anything civilians to, you know, bring to the hospital. So what I do is I switch my black suit, pick up a car, chuck it at them. And I get black points for this, you know, for the suit. And then I pick them up, put them in the hospital, and get red points.
Nice.
So your decisions, I don't know what the fuck the points do. I haven't really messed with it because I
what if it affects the ending?
Well, there's other things that affect it. I don't think that will, but... I noticed there's an upgrade system, which I didn't mess around with because I don't care. I looked at it and like, this is stupid. Whatever. So I turned auto level up on, and you can level up your red suit or your black suit or both. So whatever, I auto did it. So whatever, dude, whatever it's doing, it gives you new moves, new combos, and I don't know what else it does. I'll have to play around that later. I'm just going around, you know, trying to progress the story.
So you're basically using a lotto auto
yeah,
level
I'm
up?
Using auto level up. And
so is the swing mechanic as good as it was?
Yeah, it's just the right trigger. That's all you do to swing.
Nice.
If you want to do a web zip, you just tap it, and it'll web zip it. And then if you hold down the R trigger, you swing.
Can he attach it to clouds like in the first game?
No, it's you got to be near a building.
Damn it. I want to fly from the clouds again.
And the only way to make it go faster is hitting the A button.
Yeah, so it's like kind of like Spider-Man
3. Yeah, right. In that aspect. And the controls are a lot better, like I said. It takes a little bit of getting used to because I still want to hit the B button to climb up a wall. But the beauty thing of this is, too, how normally you have to hold down the button to, you know, stick on the wall and stay on it. You can just hold it, and he'll climb it up. Or if you hit the L bumper, he'll run up the wall. But... then again, there's the camera issues that get introduced, which it's a Spider-Man game. It's going to have camera issues. It's not
always
as bad. It's not as bad. It's manageable because a lot of times you find yourself fighting on the side of a building, which works really well. Surprisingly enough, with the camera issues, it works really well.
It's Shaba.
Well,
that's all that needs to be
and,
said.
And the L trigger, you hold it down, you get your spider sense going, so you know which direction you're going. Even though the map will show you, but it's nice to see, because you can see through the walls where the enemies are, and you know, oh, I go here. And if you just tap it, you lock onto the enemy. So that way, you know where you're attacking. And
so it'll tell you where you need to go.
Yes.
So it's kind of like Dead Space when you click in on the right stick.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Which I really appreciate. I really appreciate that in games, because sometimes they really don't give you enough hints to go where
to
go.
It's like the Golden Trail in Fable.
Fable. I need more of that.
What I like about the Golden Trail in Fable, and I forgot to mention this, is that you can turn it up or you can turn it down. Like, you can make it brighter so you can see it easier, or you can turn it down.
That's nice.
So, and also, I forgot to mention this too. Sorry, I don't mean
you're fine.
I like the fact, and it reminded me of it because you said something about the sprint, about having unlimited sprint.
Yeah.
And I love the sprint in Fable 2 because, as far as I can tell, it's unlimited and it makes you go so much faster.
Hmm.
Either swimming or running. But, anyways, go ahead.
Speaking of sprint, there's no sprint button in this one. Like, you know, in the other ones, you can hold down a button and you go faster. There's none of that. So it's kind of like, I want to get there faster, but I can't.
Right.
But luckily, there's no really time missions. There was one I encountered, but I had plenty of time to get through it. So the story, you know, all the commercials on the trailers, I haven't got to that point yet. It starts you off in the middle of it, and then you go backwards to introduce you what is going on. So I don't know what's going on with that right now. I've just now encountered, I think it would only make sense that the symbiote's taken over, but I don't know.
So, did you jump him off a building yet and let him smack into the road?
I haven't done that yet. Not as high. I kind of
swan dive.
Yeah.
I did that, and I missed a building with my web, and he kind of just hit, but it didn't hurt me, so I don't know if that... Like
oh, that was
one.
A fun of three, is when you jumped him off the building and he would just splat.
Yeah.
So is Eddie Brock in this game as Venom?
Yes.
Sweet.
That's, you encounter him before you... I don't know what the hell is going on, how he get the black suit back. The story's kind of just... it's there. It just kind of throws it at you. You're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, Mary Jane got injured. I have no idea how. I'm like, what? So, but yeah, you get the black suit. I don't know. It kind of comes to him. I don't know. Oh, no, I do remember how. You face Venom. I don't know why he comes. They don't say why, but I'm sure they will. And he kind of, like, picks you up and starts, you know, bear-hugging you, trying to squeeze the shit out of you. And the symbiote kind of detaches himself and goes on to Spider-Man, so.
Hmm.
But it stays on Venom. It's just a little piece.
Right.
So that's that. And you do have choices throughout certain... awesome. during different... I guess boss fights is the only one I encountered it, like against the Black Cat. There was a, do you want to go with the I guess the light side or the dark side? So you can
Jedi
side. So you can choose which, if you want to be down, you know, black suited cocky Spider-Man or, you know, humble Peter Parker Spider-Man. I went both ways with the, I'm going to introduce both situations. So I guess in the long run, it does affect the ending depending on which way you go. I don't know. We'll see. So that's
is there a scene where you're like jazz dancing?
No.
Just making
fortunately
sure.
Enough, there is no Tool dancing scenes. So,
were you excited to hear that Tobey Maguire signed back on for a fourth?
Yeah.
You weren't really.
I figured you'd be.
Oh,
excited.
And that leads me to the voice acting's bad.
Is it?
Oh, it's good.
It's a Marvel game. What do you expect?
Well, it's not all bad. There's some parts, you know, some characters that, you know, sound good. I mean, the banter sometimes is funny, but the guy who plays Spider-Man and Peter Parker is a whiny bastard. He just sounds so wrong for the part.
Just like Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. So, I think
Tobey Maguire is a great Peter Parker.
Well, if you can get over the fact that to progress the story to just do, you know, simple defeat thug missions... You know, you'll like it. I like it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's simple. The controls are good. I don't know about the upgrade system. I'll look into that more. But and there's no
get back to you.
There's no hidden items. There's little spider icons that are thrown about the entire city. I think there's 500, maybe more of them. And they're easy to find as you're going through swinging the city. You'll see them everywhere, and it's like Crackdown. Once you get down to like the last 10, you're gonna be like, where the fuck are they?
Yeah.
But they help you in upgrading your character.
Well, that's
so
good, I guess.
It does have a RPG element to it where you level up. Everything you defeat, you get points, it helps you level up, and then every so many Spider-Man icons you find will help you level up. Like, I'm on level 7, the next, how many I gotta find, like, over 100.
Wow.
I hate collecting shit when there's no point in it, like in the fucking Superman game where you had to collect, like, 500 kittens. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, this is dumb.
Well, DC's awesome.
Yeah. Don't start with
Shazam and Spider-Man or Superman collecting kittens.
It's like trying
Shazam
to save
wasn't
the balloons.
Them.
Yeah.
So I'm glad there's none of that shit in here. But yeah, there's no hidden. And if you find the icons, they do serve a purpose. So it's to make your character stronger because each level you get, I think the health bar and the health bar and the special bar go up. So, but I did have trouble calling my character a couple times. I had to keep hitting the fucking down button to get the bitch to come help me.
So, oh, my God.
But, you know, it'll get overlooked. It's not a good game. It's very mediocre.
That, which means I'll probably love it.
And you're a Spider-Man fan, so you'll probably enjoy it a lot more than, you know, you guys. So a lot of people probably won't like it. I enjoy it. It's probably, like I said, one of the best Spider-Man games I played.
You know, sometime next year, and this slow time for gaming, I just might pick up that game.
And
I'll probably get it in January sometime.
I definitely
there.
Recommend trying to, you know, play it if you're a Spider-Man fan. I like how you can just, like, you know, on the fly, red or black. And I'm usually black. So I like it. Play it. You probably won't like it.
So what a glowing review. I like it. I think it's awesome, but you'll probably hate it. So
because it does get monotonous. Right. You're doing the same shit. Right. So
we.
But a lot of it, though, before I move on,
okay,
is optional.
Right.
So you can actually progress the story after you do one thing, but then the rest of it, you can go back and do optional missions for them and even get a little backstory on the characters. So
cool.
There's a lot of optional shit you don't have to do, but there's an achievement for doing all the optional jobs.
Is it called the optional shit achievement?
If I had to call it that, it would, but it's not. So this week, I look forward to Fallout 3.
Yes.
And more Spider-Man, more Fable, hopefully, and hopefully Saints Row, but I doubt it, but hopefully I'll get into Far Cry.
What about Dead Space?
Oh, my God, a poor little Dead Space.
Yeah, I know, poor little Dead Space is what I keep saying,
there's just
too.
So much shit to play, and I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I figured if I beat Spider-Man, I can just put that away until next year and do all the little shit. But, you know, I would like to play Little Big Planet, but like you, unfortunately, it has to take a backseat until the dead time in late November. Because, like you said, it's a game you can just pick up and play. It doesn't take a lot of time, unlike, you know, Fable, which reminds me a lot about, I meant to say, Oblivion, with how big it is and where you can go and all the shit you can do. But it's just a game that I have to, I hate to say it, take a back seat. So, but this week, like I said, the big one, Fallout.
Notice nobody mentioned their forward this week was Guitar Hero.
Well, I was going to let you do that.
Yeah, I'm not getting Guitar Hero. I thought I mentioned that last week.
You did.
I did too.
Yeah, I'm not...
that's another one that...
I'm not getting it. Just because I feel like at this point, it's just like Rock Band. So what's the point?
Yeah, well, we'll get into that when he talks to
feel
me.
A little change.
I want him to talk to you because, you know, I've played it, but not as... But yeah, that's another one that's going to have to take a backseat, unfortunately.
So, and I'm not going to make music in it. So
I'm not really either. After seeing it,
it's
I'm not
still not
do
the.
It.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I'll start off with the. I played Portal, Still Alive. For
I played
the
that
Xbox
too.
That's what
Arcade.
I was going for. I didn't know you said played pub games. That's what I was going for you.
So. Yeah, the Portal Still Alive. Probably the best Xbox Live Arcade deal you will get. It's $15. You get the whole original Portal game,
right,
which was $20 separately on the PC.
Right.
Then you get 14 brand new maps,
which
are ridiculously hard.
I read a little side note on this that it broke the space limitation.
Oh, yeah. It killed it. It's like 650 megs.
Yeah.
It's huge. And it still downloaded faster than a theme.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that for most of the big name developers, the whole Xbox Live Arcade space limitation is more of a formality than anything.
Yeah. Oh, and before you, I meant to say I'll play Resistance Beta 2 because I did get excited. So.
Well, I played a lot of that. The maps are sick, but I love it. I love the challenge. It's one of those games that I'll pick up, I'll play a level once, you know, and then move on. So that'll be a nice little diversion. I also played the Resistance Beta very little. I jumped into a deathmatch. It is Resistance. It feels exactly like Resistance, which can be both a good or bad thing, I guess. I did not try the co-op out because I only played it once, so I want to. I think you're fine.
Am I?
Yeah, I can still
hear
me?
Yeah. All right. I can't hear anything in my headset is why.
I thought you didn't have that.
Oh, I unplugged that part of it.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
You just totally interrupted me.
I did totally just interrupt you.
Do you feel
there
better?
We go. Now we're good.
Okay.
Now we're good.
Yeah, just a little technical difficulty.
A little technical difficulties.
That's
a beauty alive to take.
I have not played the co-op yet. I just played a little bit of it. I didn't get too deep into it, but I like it. It's Resistance, I guess. I'm more interested to play the single player and the co-op than I am the deathmatch, but I just wanted to hop in, see what it looked like. Graphically, it looks like Resistance. There's a lot more shit going on in the background and stuff, but it looks like Resistance. I also sat down with my wife this week because we got Silent Hill, and she's a big fan of Silent Hill, and we played that. If you're a big fan of Silent Hill, you're going to enjoy this because it takes back to the old Silent Hills. It's creepy as hell. The combat system is better, but it's still broken. Mm. The flashlight doesn't do fuck all. Seriously, I think the best line I read was in the Game Informer review when he said you will literally be walking around humping walls, looking for the doors that you need to go through because it just... And one thing that this game does that I've noticed a lot of games don't do anymore, when you get to a door that doesn't open, it marks it on the map.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How many games don't do that? And you get frustrated. You're like, did I try this door? Did I try that door? Did I try this door? Right. It actually marks on the map. The story is creepy and confusing as it ever was. Hey, guess what? You're in this town, and it's all foggy, and the roads are broken. You got some creepy storyline going on. There's something about your mom is crazy, and she has a gun, and your dad, like, beat you or something when you were a child. And
interesting.
It's just weird, and it's if I had to say, it's Silent Hill. I mean, you really can't get any more descriptive than that. Like, 3 and 4 kind of went this different route. This one goes back to the 1 and 2 days, where you're solving cryptic puzzles and doing crazy combat with these creatures that look like they were just thrown together with Play-Doh kind of thing. It is creepy. If you're a big fan of Silent Hill, you'll love it. All right, I'll move on to the bigger stuff. I played some Saints Row, which we talked about. I played about an hour of Fable. Love it. Really good. Looking forward to getting more into that. The big game that I played a lot this week, and I couldn't stop playing it, was Far Cry. And I have never played a first-person shooter that was just... It's so fucking big. It is huge. And it is true, when you start the game, when you start out the tutorial, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I started playing it, and you have some kind of, like, disease, and you can't see straight, and it's just... And it just threw me out of the game, and then you actually get into the game, and I think it's set in, like, Africa, and it is just, like... It's overwhelming how big it is. And everything... And I guess the big thing is just the way the environment acts. The visuals are gorgeous. And, like, you start off these missions, and it's basically like a Fable or a Fallout where you can go and do whatever mission you want to do. You can decide how you want to do it. I will give a little piece of advice. If you're ever somewhere, make sure you have a car. Because if you do not have a car, you will be walking for, like, a half hour to get to your next spot.
Nice.
That's how big the game is. It's also so very immersive. Like, when you sprint, if you sprint too long, his vision will get blurred, and he'll stop and have to take a breath. I know it's stupid, but the swimming is incredible for a first-person shooter. I've never seen such a good swimming. And the best... it's just the environment that takes me in, because you can actually set a fire and spread the fire. Like, if you set, like, trees on fire, it will spread through the whole tree, and then if it catches a building, the building will catch on fire. And I also noticed that if you try to do it in the rain, it won't work.
Nice.
So, and everything is dynamic. Like, everything in the game, it uses a real clock. So, on your watch, if you start playing at, like, 5 o'clock, and you play for an hour, it'll be 6 o'clock.
Wow.
So, it's all done in real time.
Man, that is immersive.
And if you go into, like, you can go into, like, these safe houses, and in the safe houses, you can set your watch, like, an alarm. So what time to get up. So if you want to do a mission, and that's another thing, is you can attack all the missions from any perspective you want. You can go in and you can scout the area. When you go in, you scout the area, you pull up your map, which doesn't take you out of the game. He literally, when you press the map button, he pulls up a little map, and he has a little radio in his hand. And he's, like, looking at the map. Then while you're doing that, if you're scouting, like, an area, you can pull out your little monocle and, like, be looking at the area. When you see something, tag it with the A button, and it'll put it on your map. Here's a health pack. Here's an enemy.
Oh, wow.
Here's another enemy. Here's another enemy. So that when you pull up your map, you can see what you're doing.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, I pulled up the map, and literally the map has three levels. The first level is kind of like your general area.
Mm-hmm.
Then you expand it again, and you're looking at the section of the area you're on. And then you span it out again, it's like the whole map, and it is just huge. I mean, like, the game is just gigantic. The weapons are cool, and another thing it does to immerse you, like, you buy weapons with these diamonds that you find scattered throughout the levels. Well, if you take a weapon from an enemy, it's actually dirty, and, you know, because they're like freedom fighters or whatever, it's all covered in mud. It'll jam in the middle of a firefight.
Wow.
So, like, you'd be sitting there shooting, all of a sudden your gun locks up, and you got to mash on the X button. He'll sit there and, like, try to unjam it, and it's just so cool. When you get hurt, you carry around these needles that'll heal you, but if you're hurt so bad, he'll actually stop and, like, stick a pair of pliers in his arm and pull the bullet out.
Wow.
Or he'll stick a knife in his kneecap and cut the bullet out. I mean, it's real immersive. And, like, the first time I died, it has a buddy system. Like, you meet people in the game and they become your buddies. Well, you can choose whether or not that they die. So if they die, they can't come and help you anymore. But if they don't die, you can actually do the missions through their way. And it's usually a different way to tackle the mission than you did previously. And then there's one buddy that'll actually come and rescue you if you get shot. So,
This game sounds really, really awesome.
It's about 25 to 30 hours if you play through without doing any side missions. If you do them all, it's 50.
Wow.
It's a huge game. And the side missions are just like anything else. You go, like, there's cell tower missions where you'll go to a cell tower and intercept a cell phone call. And this guy will come over the phone. He's like, I need you to kill this guy. So you go kill this guy. Or I need you to steal this weapon shipment. So you go steal this weapon shipment. And it's got two factions, so you can go fight for either faction and, like, turn them against each other. And it's just, when you play the game, you can't help but just get, like, so immersed in the world. It's just huge, and it just keeps making you want to play. And I don't understand it, because in any other game, this would just be stupid. Like, a lot of the stuff would just be like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But in this game, you don't care for some reason. I don't know if it's the fact that it's so pretty, because it is so pretty. And then we're not even talking about the multiplayer yet. It has the traditional Far Cry multiplayer and the map maker. Oh my god.
Is it awesome?
It is awesome. You can create so much shit. You can create pyramids and giant monsters and vehicles and water and ramps and buildings and just, oh, you can create some awesome maps. Did you do that?
No.
Wrong with you. But I was telling Killer Wolverine about this, like, there are three games that have creation tools, and I could get lost in these creation tools, making Far Cry maps, Little Big Planet levels, and songs in Guitar Hero, which brings me to Guitar Hero, which I played the absolute shit out of. Over the last 2 days, I got Guitar Hero on Friday, and yes, everybody's going to assume this is a Rock Band ripoff.
It's not.
It, other than the fact that you're playing four instruments in a group of songs, everything that Rock Band did, you know how Rock Band 1 went to Rock Band 2? It was like basically fixing everything that was wrong. They didn't advance anything. Guitar Hero actually advances. We'll talk about the music mixer, obviously, and it's really cool. You can set your drum beats. You can set a bass line. You can even set a guitar riff. And then you can go in and make your own over top of that. And the level, like, obviously when I had it, nobody had the game yet. So there was no created stuff online. But there was one, the Zelda theme. Somebody created the Zelda theme through Guitar Hero, and I downloaded it, and it's good. I just toyed around with it a little bit, but basically every button and every combination of buttons is a different chord. So you can go in and make all these songs with your chords and stuff, and you can record it and loop it and do all this stuff. I mean, it's huge. You can, I think when you start, you have the ability to upload 3 songs. If you get higher rankings, you'll get more to upload new songs, but you can share your songs with any of your friends. So you can make like an infinite amount of songs and share them with other people. So I think once this game hits the public, which is today, I think we're going to start seeing stuff like renditions of Stairway, renditions of, you know, every song you've ever wanted. It's like an endless supply of musical content where you don't have to wait and you don't have to pay for it because it's all free. So that in and of itself is worth the price of admission. Now, every instrument has changed. Well, we didn't do vocals, so no. I don't know what's changed on vocals. But on guitar, there are new notes. You know how they used to have hammer-ons and pull-offs? Right. Well, now they have a note where, say, like you start on the green and you're holding it. Well, then it'll add a yellow and continue to hold it, and then a red and continue to hold it. So it's like 4 notes going across the board. So that's what's new on guitar. On bass, now there's an open note. Mm-hmm. So there are now 6 notes on bass. So you have the open note, which is just a big purple bar that goes across, and you just strum without holding a button. Then you have the other 5 buttons. The drums, I didn't get to play with the Guitar Hero drums because I don't have those. But the if you plug in the Rock Band drums into the game, it knows you have the Rock Band drums. So it only puts the Rock Band note chart on there. It doesn't give you the 5 across and the bass pedal. It gives you 4 across and a bass pedal. And the big thing about Guitar Hero from Rock Band is that Guitar Hero, as we always known, has a much easier leeway when it comes to missing notes. So the drums actually become more fun because it's a lot more lenient in what it gives you. So you can have more fun playing on a harder difficulty than you could playing in Rock Band because you'd fail.
Right.
So there's no doubt about that. The drums themselves, other than that, the note charts are pretty good. What gets me about Guitar Hero over Rock Band, you can't mess with its library. You just can. I mean, there's like, what, 300-400 songs now? But the track list in Guitar Hero is so good. There were very rarely times that I did not want to play the song, other than the indie shit, obviously. But you've got everything from Willie Nelson to, you know, NoFX. You have Creedence Clearwater. You have 2 Jimi Hendrix songs. You have Tool. The Doors. You have a whole Tool set.
Ozzy.
Ozzy's in there. And what's cool is, unlike in the last games, you know, he had to have a guitar battle with these people. When you get to their songs, they actually come out on stage and play with you. So, like, Billy Corgan comes out on stage during the Smashing Pump. Ozzy comes out during Ozfest, and he plays with you. Zakk Wylde comes out and plays with you. Sting comes out and plays with you. And these are the real people. So it's really good.
You know, playing through it, the only thing that – couple things that I'm sure you'll hit on that I'll just mention is, A, I guess they kept the meter, the rock meter, if you're going to fail or not. They kept the exact same thing with the star, or the star power. It's in the upper left corner where you can't see it.
Yeah, I had to, like, it was a bitch to try to figure out
and
what was going on.
The only way you know if you have star power, which, from what we played, is only activated by one person in the band.
No. That's not the way. Basically, the way it works is you all stockpile star power. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I get a star power thing, it gives you one. If you get one, it gives you one. Now, I can use both of them.
Oh,
so we share the star power, but we don't. In order for us to get like an 8x multiplier, we'd have to have 4,
right?
And then all 4 people activate it.
And the only way you know you have star power is on the sides of
that's not what that means. I figured that out later. When the sides are glowing orange, it means everybody's in sync and they're in a note streak.
Oh, well, so you don't even know if
you don't even know when star power hits.
And so they could have made that better.
Which they should have made that better.
Yeah, and then in Rock Band, if one person fails, you can save them.
Yeah,
and this one you fail. It's
everybody
done.
Fails, which I do not like that. Sucks. That does suck.
Yeah. And that kills the party game aspect of it, because half the fun of Rock Band is the fact that not only can everybody play on different difficulties, but if somebody sucks, you can save them, number one, and number two, you guys can keep playing
Guitar Hero's defense is if you do fail it, you can change the difficulty in the start menu.
You can change the difficulty from the menu. Yeah.
So you don't have to keep playing it on hard and keep failing it.
Yeah. You can change that. They should have given you the option to save. There's no doubt about that. What I do like about Guitar Hero's World Tour mode, or whatever you want to call it, is you don't play any song twice.
Nope.
It is a straight list of songs. You play straight down through them, and there's no repeats. So, for better or for worse, you will never play the same song twice unless you fail it.
And you can create your own set list eventually down the
You can create your own set list. And I know this is a stupid quirk, but I hate the quick play selection menu. Rock Band spoiled me with the whole sorted by albums, artists, and stuff. This one is just sort by artist or sort by title, and it's just one big long list. I am not a fan of that. I don't think there was any other nuances about it. I can't get over how good the song list is and how good the note charts are for the songs. There's another new guitar thing with the slide button thing. It works on a regular guitar, and basically you just don't strum.
Yeah.
Like, if they're connected by a purple line, you can just tap the notes.
You still have your hammer-ons and pull-offs, but this one...
You can just tap the whole thing.
And it goes every which way. Even has it in the bass, I saw, when the bass parts get wonky.
So basically that touch bar, like if you had it, you would just tap on the touch bar.
And you know, I'm sure they teach you that in the tutorial, but we didn't play the tutorial. So in the first time, because I was playing bass, the first time I saw that purple bar, I'm like, what the fuck is that purple bar?
It's just an open note.
And I was messing around with it. I was like strummed and, you know, did the fret bars, and then I just figured out, I just strum it. It's an open note. Like, that's pretty cool.
They did update the guitar and the bass and actually made it. They actually changed it. They actually brought more to the table this time.
And the open strum, it seems easy, and it is easy at first, but as you progress through the songs, it's challenging. It's
another
really
thing you
hard.
Have to add into your repertoire, which is another thing the drums, I think, would confuse people, because there's 5 pads, and if you've been used to playing Rock Band, you have to get it into your set. Now, a lot of people were probably asking, if you were playing on Rock Band drums, how do you activate star power? Because in Guitar Hero, you have to hit both cymbals and the bass pedal. Well, if you're using the Rock Band drums... It actually knows that you're using the Rock Band drum, so instead of hitting both cymbals, you hit the yellow and the blue pad and the bass drum at the same time.
Gotcha.
Now, what's nice is, obviously, you think about that. You're like, oh, if I hit that, I'm going to miss a note. It gives you a couple seconds of free time, like maybe 1 or 2 seconds, that you cannot hit notes and it'll still count. So it actually does work.
What I noticed, I don't know if you're going to get into it, when you were playing drums, there's no drum fills like in Rock Band.
No,
they have
not.
Little... squiggly, I don't know.
It's basically there's a spot when the note charts are moving up and it'll have the squiggly line in it. Basically, that means you can do whatever you want.
Gotcha.
You can just sit there and just play whatever you want. It doesn't count against you, doesn't count for you.
No, it counts for you. It gives you points.
Does it give you points?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I didn't notice that.
Now, this is a minor thing, and I know it is, but I like it so much from Rock Band. Does it tell you how many stars you're at in the middle of the song, or do you have to wait till the end?
You have to wait.
You have to wait till the end.
See, I hate that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that in Rock Band, you know
how many stars you're at as you're progressing.
And that's cool. But the thing with Guitar Hero, though, kind of in its defense, I don't think it focuses as much on the stars anymore.
Really?
Because even the achievements aren't 4 stars.
Yeah. Really?
Like, nothing, stars just do not matter anymore. It'll rate you after the song's over.
I guess it also depends. It also gives you that much money, though. You get more money if, I guess, you
You get more money for more stars, but it also bases your money on how well you did in the song.
And how many notes you hit and how many, what your streaks you know, percentage had. And all that. Because I found myself getting a lot more money sometimes than the rest of them because I had an easier part and I hit all notes.
Gotcha. So you would get more money for that. There are a couple gigs you have to buy to get
which
the songs.
I'm not a fan of that either.
I'm not a fan of buying gigs. I'm not. But you can unlock Rock Band, which will take you like 12 to 13 hours to unlock every song. You can unlock every song in Guitar Hero in about 5 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a lot less to get to where you're going. And we can confirm that the DLC from 3 does not work except for Metallica. Which
is disappointing.
Is disappointing. Right. It sucks.
But, I mean, it's got to be expected because you're adding more instruments.
Yeah. And I guess my biggest thing is why I don't complain about this, is because once this bitch hits the mainstream market, there are going to be so many created songs. It's like going to be having an endless thing. And what's nice is you can rate them. Like, after you download the song and play it, you can actually give it a rating in between 5 stars.
There's no vocals on created songs, right?
Mm-mm.
No. There's no vocals on created songs, which we can understand why.
Right.
But, you know. So, overall, I am really happy with Guitar Hero, and I see myself, outside of the library, wanting to play this one more than I wanted to play Rock Band. And that's just me. So, I don't know.
I can see that.
I don't know. This week, I'm going to be playing, hopefully, some more Fable, Far Cry, and Dead Space, and probably some more Guitar Hero. I don't know if I'll get Fallout this week. I'll have to wait and see.
That's what you get for getting it for free.
Yeah, shut up.
Bitch.
I guess we'll just have to see what happens this week. But you know what? If I don't get it this week, that's cool with
me. Yeah, because you got a lot of other
because
shit
Because I
to
got
play.
So much other shit to play, I don't want to start another new game.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Especially one that's big. Another big one.
I got enough big ones as it is, with Far Cry being 50 hours and Fable being 50 hours if you want it to be. And I think I got enough. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
But now we're going to do some dirt.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Jack of Blades brand condoms, the most popular condom brand in all of Albion. Because whether you're having sex with a prostitute or just banging some other dude's wife, you don't want to take the risk of not being wrapped in a Jack of Blades. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Well then.
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer.
No problem.
I think it's good to
I
be
wear here. Jack of Blades every day. Sometimes twice when Killer Wolverine's mother comes over to visit.
Oh, I didn't make a mom joke.
I have to double wrap that bitch.
You can't make a mom joke.
I know.
Your girlfriend's son's not here.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Oh, you're
she
killing
is dirty. She's unclean.
All right. Enough of that. All right. E3 will open its doors to the public next year.
What?
The convention floor and meeting rooms will open June 2nd.
Yeah, we call that a wake.
Yeah. To the press and industry professionals, but the floor will be open to everybody, the 5th and the 6th.
So, in other words, it's going to be like TGS, but in the United States.
Well, they're trying to. There's a maximum, I think, either, I want to say 4,000 or 40,000 allowed in. I don't remember.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be big.
Alright, pirated version of Gears 2 has hit the internet.
Imagine fuck that. You if you downloaded it.
Yeah.
You
no, I'm just kidding, but seriously. Yeah, fuck you. But seriously, buy it when it comes out if you downloaded it. Yeah.
Treyarch senior producer Noah Heller has hinted that Call of Duty World at War may be the last title that takes place during World War II.
Thank God.
Yeah, we heard that before.
Killer Wolverine says, I won't let the readers take too much into that comment, but we are showing the final battles of the Pacific and the European theater, and that puts us close to the war.
That lets us put a close to the war.
Shut up.
There you go.
I'm sure game companies will be making World War II games for years to come, and World War II is a very classic war, but we're very happy to put it to bed.
Me too.
Put it to bed.
All right. The Fable 2 co-op patch went up the same day as the game's launch.
Yep.
And I still haven't tried it.
You know,
I haven't either.
I was under the impression that when you see someone playing, it's a green orb, but it's their avatar. Their little, their gamer picture right now. So that was, I only saw one person playing.
What's going to happen when we get avatars?
In case,
I don't
know. In case people, in case people are wondering, because I don't know that everybody was really clear on this, when you do co-op with somebody, it's not your hero.
No, it's
like,
not.
You don't carry your hero into their game and play a co-op game with them. Mm-hmm. You act as a henchman for them.
Yeah.
But any gold or anything, any gold or experience that you earn transfers back to your character. But I think that the co-op kind of threw a lot of people for a loop because they were expecting to be able to play as their hero, and it's not like that.
See, I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me that.
All right. The second wave of Mega Man 9 DLC hit this week, which included hard mode, expert mode, and special time attack stage.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
All right. Ubisoft has confirmed PSP and DS versions of Endwar.
Oops. I guess I didn't hit the backspace button.
No, you didn't. Epic and Midway are working together on a major expansion for Unreal Tournament 3.
Which is exciting because I want to play that more too.
And another amazing feat, VG247 is reporting that Microsoft has been granted a patent to block swearing in real-time audio streams. Now, this is an amazing technology.
That is pretty impressive.
True. So, you know, I'm not going to read the comment.
Damn it.
The comment was, this could be the end of saying, damn Wombat, you fucking suck a huge elephant cock when playing Halo 3.
There you go.
Which will end up being, damn Wombat, you suck a elephant.
Not even probably. Damn.
You probably won't even get damn in there.
Yeah, probably.
I wonder if
Wombat,
suck will
you,
be allowed.
You suck a huge cock. Oh, wait.
Well then, tell us what you really think in your head.
Oh my God.
You know, this is just going to lead to people creating new curse words.
Yeah.
I got a new curse word, Marklar.
Marklar. You
Marklar. Suck my Marklar.
Little Big Planet will be released overseas on November 5th. The official PlayStation Magazine is reporting that SCEA is looking into some kind of trophy reward system.
Which we knew about. They were kind of hinting before.
Oh, shallow and pathetic.
But it's not money rewards. They already said that. So,
just send me a dollar.
That, we've been saying dollar. That for a long time, that there should be some sort of reward attached to achievements and trophies. So,
I'd be a rich mother... All right. Kotaku is reporting that the non-profit Islamic Forum for Democracy, use that acronym in speech every day, has spoken out against Sony's decision to recall Little Big Planet.
Yeah, good luck saying his name.
M. Judy Jasser, MD director of
close.
AIFD, there's your acronym, said that, quote, Muslims cannot benefit from freedom of expression and religion, and then turn around and ask that anytime their sensibilities are offended that the freedom of others be restricted. Thank you for that.
Thank you for a very level-headed and appropriate response.
They didn't blow up, so it wasn't as big a deal as everyone made it to be.
Right.
Valve has released the achievements for Left 4 Dead. We'll skip that one. Max Payne apparently is the number one movie in theaters.
See?
I just had to report that because that was kind of shocking to me.
Must be a slow time for movies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
After Saw 5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was after. Sony Australia is giving away free copies of Little Big Planet with every PS3 sold.
Interesting.
This will start in November and go through the holiday season.
It's not a bundle. It's if you buy a PS3, hey, here's Little Big Planet.
Nice. Of course, if you've seen the prices of games in Australia.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mortal Kombat 2 has mysteriously disappeared from the PSN. Sony and Midway have no idea what happened.
Fatality.
This was due to the recent firmware update, and Sony is working hard on getting it back
up. That was 2 days worth of news right there into one. They didn't know what happened at first, and they realized it was on the new, it happened because of the new update. So, whoops.
It just makes games disappear. LucasArts and BioWare announced that they are working on a Star Wars title set 4,000 years before the rise of the Galactic Empire. Star Wars The Old Republic is an MMO role-playing game that, for the time being, is exclusively on PC.
But they are making a console version. They did announce that.
Oh, good. And that's all we need is another MMO.
Hey, that I'm was excited the, about that it. Was I think it looks good.
That was the big news.
I don't think it looks good. I just think it's a good concept.
Blah.
Shut up.
Namco has...
Eat my Marklar.
I will. Namco has re-released the Ace Combat Flight Stick bundle. You can read the details at ztgamedomain.com. Yeah. Forbes Game On blog has revealed that Xbox Live
Primetime,
a series of scheduled programs where Xbox Live members can play against each other, won't make its originally November 19th scheduled launch date. Primetime has been pushed back to spring of 2009. Microsoft told Forbes that the delay is necessary to ensure a smooth launch of the user interface.
Boo.
Console versions of Sacred 2 Fallen Angel have been pushed back to 2009.
Do, 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 do.
Wow.
Here's some more details on E3 going public. It will happen June 2nd through 4th at the LA Convention Center. E3 2009 will still not technically be open to the public. The ESA plans on getting rid of the rigorous vetting... What?
What? I don't know. I just copied and pasted.
Vetting nice. Procedure?
Good work.
What the hell is a vetting procedure?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That has kept attendance down for the last couple of years, so expect attendance to shoot up by the thousands and lots of sweaty nerds.
You'll be one of them.
No, probably not.
I hope to be.
NBA 2K9 for the PC has shipped without activation codes. Before you can play the game, you need the code to register with Steam.
That's epic fail.
Okay. The ESRB has rated Street Fighter Alpha 2 and 3 for the PlayStation
nice.
Network.
Nice. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought Street Fighter Alpha 3 was already up on PS1 Originals or something.
No, it's Alpha 1.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the crappy one. PSN finally got Episode 1 of Penny Arcade, and it's $15 instead of $20. Seth Luisi.
Luisi.
A director of...
It's me, Luisi.
...of development at SCEA made an announcement that SOCOM Confrontation... on the SOCOM Confrontation website.
Got a little ahead of yourself there.
Quote, unfortunately, the server environment is not holding up during peak loads. Isn't this what the beta's for?
You think.
We've made many changes and improvements to the server to improve the issues. The first few days were really rocky.
You think?
But we are still seeing server issues when we get up to around 25,000 simultaneous players during peak hours. Our primary focus at this time is to resolve these server issues. He also said that patches are coming. This is what the fucking beta was for.
Well, here's my thing. Even setting the beta aside, how in the fuck do you let SOCOM launch like this?
Yeah.
That's what it's... I mean, it's the same situation as with when we said at BioShock. How do you let BioShock launch like that? SOCOM is their biggest multiplayer game. And I just don't... I don't understand how, of all games, you let SOCOM launch with server problems.
You knew that going in. They had to have known going in that this was going to be a huge one for them.
I mean, they had to know there were going to be a ton of people online. Yeah. They should have delayed it. They should have.
Oh,
now,
by
I
the
mean,
way.
You knew it wasn't going to happen, but they should have.
Right.
By the way, I did play BioShock this week for the PS3.
Oh, on the PS3, I saw that. I saw that you had trophies on it.
There's no difference.
It's the same game.
It's exactly the same game. I don't see where these people are pulling out these pictures. It looks...
Well, they patched it since then, I thought.
I didn't get a patch when I put it in.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
It looks exactly... I think somebody was really digging for that.
They would add to it.
Because I was playing through it, and, you know, I noticed no difference. The only thing that upset me is that takes you out of the game is, like, when it goes to save, it goes to that black PlayStation screen with the icon.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that took me out. But other than that, it was exactly the same game, and it looked and played just as good. It was great.
Well, good. I mean, because there are people like, I'm not going to play that now, which is stupid anyway.
No, anybody that's never played BioShock and only has a PS3, go buy it right now because it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, for real.
Did
we mention that the trailer? Was that last week? About
BioShock? Did we mention the BioShock 2
Yeah,
trailer?
It was in BioShock for the PS3.
Did we mention it, though?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
It's very limited, so it's not like there's a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Girl walks on the beach and a whole bunch of buildings come out of the sand. There you go. You're all caught up.
There you go. Here's Microsoft addressing Fable 2 DLC codes, which were missing from some of the collector's editions. We have identified that some of the copies of Fable 2 collector's edition are missing the DLC cards, which give access to in-game bonus content. This represents a small fraction of the total numbers of Fable 2 games shipped and sold.
Blah, 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 blah.
It is contained to the limited collector's edition because that's the only thing that comes with fucking DLC codes.
Blah,
thank
blah,
you for
blah,
that.
Blah, blah.
We are currently investigating the scope of the situation. Regardless of the outcome of the investigation, we are implementing to plan to address... Okay, God,
blah,
get to
blah,
the
blah,
point.
Blah, blah, blah,
we will have a means to deliver replacement codes by October 28th. So please check back.
Blah, blah, blah. We fucked up. We'll fix it. There you go.
We'll
sum that up.
Why don't you just make it free and give me $10 back?
Bitch.
Kotaku has reported... Can you say this name? That Tumani...
Tumani Diabate... I don't know.
I thought it said diabetes.
Tumani Diabate?
I don't know.
Diabat? Diabate?
The man behind the Little Big Planet song, Tafa Nyong, the Muslim song, obviously, that caused the delay, is Muslim and doesn't see anything wrong with including sections from the Islam's holy book in his music, saying, quote, it's quite normal to play music and be inspired by the words of the Prophet Muhammad. It's my way to attract and inspire people towards Islam.
I agree. There's nothing wrong with having the words in there.
The new PSP 3000 released in Japan on October 16th and sold 141,270 units in just 4 days.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay, Guitar Hero is now officially my favorite game, just because of this next news story. Country music will eventually come to Rock Band. A Harmonix staff member has said that, quote, with so many genres represented in Rock Band already, why would the addition of country be such a huge shock? Because it's not music. We'll have
it is
country
music.
In Rock
Depends
Band.
On what kind of country you're listening to.
Sooner
Dick.
Or later.
If you listen to the shitty pop country that's on the radio, it's not music.
Ideally, we'll have the various subgenres that people are clamoring for. Hardcore, punk, goth, ska. Eventually, we haven't shut the door on anything.
Yeah, because punk is so much more complicated than country music.
It is.
They're both all three chords.
Sid, would you play Willie Nelson's, and it's just the snare drum?
It's just the difference is that country music is open chords and punk music is all bar chords. That's the only difference.
Well, we whine and you cry.
And bluegrass is just like heavy metal with acoustic instruments.
And no screaming.
And no screaming.
PSN also got the Prince of Persia remake, which is awesome. That was a great game.
That was a great game.
Microsoft announced the 40 songs it included in Lips. I love saying that. Lips. Yep.
I bet you do.
Also, if you pre-order the game at GameStop or Amazon.com, you'll get a card that allows you to download one song per week. Songs chosen by Zune for 2 months on the Zune Marketplace. For the full list of songs and more info on the pre-order detail, head over to TeamXbox.com.
Thanks for the commercial for TeamXbox.com.
No problem. Welcome.
That's a really cool deal.
That is a really cool deal, I guess, if you care about lips.
I like the fact that you can, I mean, it's sort of gimped because apparently it doesn't score you, but you can plug in your iPod or whatever and it'll...
Let you sing your own
let
song.
You karaoke
let's,
over top of them.
Let's
the
hope
thing
it's
that sucks
not like
is
Xbox.
It won't score it.
Let's hope it's not like Xbox
Music Maker.
Oh,
Music Mixer, yeah.
Thing was awful. Episode 2 of Penny Arcade Adventures will hit Xbox Live Arcade on October 29th for 1,200 points, which is also $15 if you translate the space bucks. A new bundle has been announced in Japan. This time, if you buy a 360 Pro, you'll get Ace Combat 6 and Beautiful Katamari.
That's a good bundle for the Japanese.
Yeah. The 20 free songs for Rock Band 2 have been announced. They're terrible, and they'll be available on November 4th. The full list is over at ztgamedomain.com. Europe will get Banjo-Kazooie's Nuts and Bolts on November 14th. We know why Gears 2 hit the internet. According to a story on Team Xbox, Memphis Commercial Appeal reports that an employee of Technicolor Home Entertainment, there's two places, a division of Thompson that provides replication and distribution of Xbox 360 games, has been charged with theft. After the police found out he stole nearly 100 copies of Fable 2 and Gears of War 2,
man.
Rodney Gray is the one responsible.
So fuck you, Rodney Gray.
So Mr. Gray, for anybody that saw Dreamcatcher.
You're a reprehensible human being.
Mr. Gray stole them. BioWare will
Nobody
have
saw
a,
Dreamcatcher.
Shut up. I did. BioWare will have a team of around 500 people to work on Star Wars The Old Republic, Dragon Age, and Mass Effect. That's what happens when you get bought by EA.
Yes.
Microsoft India has canceled Fallout 3 in the country and has cited cultural sensitivities as the cause.
Seems to be going around a lot lately.
Yeah. Microsoft constantly...
I want to get my cultural sensitivities vaccine.
...endeavors to bring the best games to Indian consumers in sync with their international release. However, in light of cultural sensitivities in India, we made the business decision to not bring Fallout 3 to the country. Speaking to CVG, Lionhead boss Peter Molyneux said that Fable 2 review scores left him feeling, quote, incredibly emotional as he read through them and thanked reviewers for their patience and belief.
Well, thank you for a game deserving of them. By God.
Germany and Japan will not be getting Gears 2.
Once again, tentacle porn, good. Blood and gore, bad.
Bad and good.
Give me a break.
Good. Rage wireless controller for the Wii is being recalled. Performance Design Products has issued a recall for 57,000 of the Guitar Hero controllers. Manufacturing fault means that improperly installed batteries can leak.
Yeah, I'm not going to make the sound again, you know.
Apparently, one gamer suffered chemical burns.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
What the hell? David Hasselhoff is coming to pain. So if you've ever wanted to throw the Baywatch star into a wall of bricks and explosions, now's your chance.
And apparently that's the first of many celebrity likenesses to be in that game.
They do Britney Spears. I'm going to download that.
On a second note, for Germany, David Hasselhoff, good. Blood, Death, and Dismemberment, bad. Give me a break.
Street Fighter IV producer Yoshi Ono has said that the console and PC versions will be coming soon.
Woohoo!
Street Fighter IV.
Like winter is what they're saying.
Like this winter?
I thought it was the release date was like February.
No, they didn't really say a release date, but they said...
Well, February is winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DLC for Rock Band 2 this week is a 3-track pack of Presidents of the United States of America.
That's wrong. That's next week.
Who haven't been relevant in 15 years.
That's in honor of the election because it's on a Tuesday, so that's November 4th. That's in honor of the...
Those songs are Ladybug, Feather Plucking, and Dune Buggy.
You do Presidents of the United States of America and you don't put Peaches or Lump on there?
Yeah. Well, Lump's already on.
Lump's already in the game.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
That's November 4th for that.
No idea what this week is?
Yeah, it's down later.
Oh, okay.
See, it's right here. See
okay,
here.
Okay.
Calm it down.
Damn it.
Exactly.
Pixel Junk Monsters update will hit this week, introducing 3 new difficulty levels that are adjustable as you progress through the islands. It adds tower balancing from the Encore update to both islands, tweaks the tower menu, and adds support for YouTube uploads and XMB custom soundtracks and trophy support.
Pixel Junk Monsters is awesome.
It is. Sony Online Entertainment has just released the 15th expansion for the game, EverQuest. EverQuest Seeds of Destruction, which sends players back in time to visit old zones made new again. Much like EQ2's focus, the expansion increases the level cap to 85, introduces 20 new zones, grants access to all content from the previous 14 expansions, and also adds AI mercenaries to help solo and friendly. People are still playing this game.
Yeah.
My God.
If you invested, years of your life into it, you'd probably still be playing it, too.
Phil Harrison, who is not even relevant anymore, is at Atari. believes that the delay in Little Big
Planet... You're not getting Phil Harrison's Christmas card this year.
It was from Atari. I don't want it anyway. believes that the delay of Little Big Planet won't affect the game one iota.
One iota.
Iota, man. Gerald Willis. Just talking about Willis. Who composed the University of Nevada Las Vegas fight song, Win the Rebels, has filed a suit
Win
against...
Win with the Rebels.
I'm sorry.
God, get it right.
Has filed a suit against Electronic Arts over the company's commercial use of this song in 10 video games. Willis is seeking up to $150,000 for copyright infringement.
For each copyright infringement.
You want to read it?
No.
EA Games President Frank Gibbo... whatever, has said that there are plans for Army of Two and Battlefield Bad Company sequels. There are also plans for a Dead Space movie.
Hold on, EA sequel?
No.
Dead Space movie?
Yeah.
If you want to see a full list of the music, that will be in Skate 2. Go to Team Xbox.
If you want to see a full list of the music that will be in Skate 2, you should probably get a life.
It has been confirmed that THQ has acquired 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
If you're excited about that news, you should probably get a life.
It is also confirmed that THQ has put the final nail in their coffin. our friends overseas will receive Lips on November 21st.
Yep.
And Spidey Web of Shadows by the time this is read.
Spidey.
Or heard in your case.
LucasArts announced that Star Wars Galaxy content is planned and will run alongside the Old Republic.
Are there people still playing Star Wars Galaxy?
Apparently. Yeah, there's a lot of people playing it, I guess. Dead Space sequel already in the works.
Big shock.
Capcom's Masachika Kawata has admitted that RE5 is heavily influenced by Western style. So John Wayne's in it.
Placing
particular emphasis on Bioshock.
Nice. Which pretty much everything is doing anymore.
Yeah.
Which is good, because Bioshock was amazing.
Yes.
Little Big Planet update, according to Kotaku, a source close to the developer, i.e. someone from Media Molecule, has told Eurogamer that the update patches a few online functions and adds new costumes. The game's music will be patched in a second update, which is due for a later date.
So they recalled it not to fix it.
Legacy of Ease, books 1 and 2, will hit the DS on February 10th, 2009.
Sweet. Love that series.
Don't call it Legacy of Wise, otherwise you're a noob.
Yeah. Noobs. Lars Ulrich on why Metallica chose Guitar Hero over Rock Band. Quote, "We had to make a decision. It was one or the other, and we felt that Guitar Hero were more suited for what we were looking for." Rock Band DLC for this week. Blink-182's Damn It. Psychedelic Furs, Pretty in Pink. Silver Sun Pickups, Melatonin. Silver Sun Pickups, Well Thought Out Twinkles. Susie and the Banshees, triple pack of Hong Kong Garden, Kiss Them For Me, and The Killing Jar.
I've never heard any of those songs.
I have not either.
I like the group Susie and the Banshees.
All right. Rockstar announced that there is a virus sweeping through Liberty City that turns players into zombies.
Whoa.
There have been rumors that the first DLC for GTA 4 will feature a zombie outbreak, and this zombie infection gameplay mechanic adds more fuel to the fire.
Speaking of which, did you have in your news for this week about the zombie thing in Call of Duty?
Mm-mm.
There's apparently a mode in the new Call of Duty World of War with Nazi zombies.
So it's like Castle like, Wolfenstein?
Wow. Like Left 4 Dead just took over, apparently. Everything's zombies now.
And also the World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King. You can be infested by zombies.
Your
character can become a zombie.
Yeah, well, if you were undead, you were basically a zombie anyway.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But it's a plague. So
a plague.
It seems like a lot of games are
going
the zombie route.
Yeah.
Gotta love the zombies.
Zombies making a comeback from the dead. Oh, see what I did there? See what I did? I made a joke about zombies and coming back.
You want
back
a cookie?
Dead.
You want a cookie?
No.
All right.
I want a pet zombie.
I'm gonna give you one anyway. I'll give you a pet monkey.
Pet zombies.
Is it a zombie monkey?
That would
be badass.
That would be.
It throws
zombie monkey. Eat his throat.
It throws decrepit poo. Criterion has said that 4 more DLC packs are coming for Burnout Paradise in the next few weeks. New addition to the Burnout content family will be confirmed every Friday for the 4 weeks beginning Halloween. If you have a Resistance 2 beta code, you'd better download it before October 29th.
Which means you better start downloading on October 26th.
Exactly. Sony is shutting down. Sony's shutting down the download servers. They will be shutting down them on the 30th. E3 will be in LA for the next 3 years. GTA 4 is getting PS3 for the PS3 is getting trophies today.
Yay.
Home has been hacked, which will be the next reason for the next delay.
Yeah, that's called burglary.
Kotaku is reporting that to Variety, film studio Legendary Pictures are in talk to buy Epic Games, which was said to be a rumor from Mark Rain. He said it's just another in a long line of rumors.
Everybody's buying Epic, apparently.
And Konami
Zombie Monkey's buying Epic.
Indeed. Konami filed a trademark for Metal Gear Existence.
Metal Gear Existence?
Which, if we're on the assistance kick, means it'll probably be some kind of addition to Metal Gear Solid 4, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Slip.
Could it be Metal Gear 4 for
Xbox 360?
No, it's a filed trademark. It's number 5. It's number 5.
Numero 5.
Numero.
1. Two. You know, I don't think we have time for this question. I'm sorry.
We may have to come back to that next week, because we've only got like 15 minutes worth of show left.
All right, we'll come back to Mr. Smack and Row.
We'll hit you next week.
Yeah. He always asks really good questions.
All right. One question, see how long this lasts. Baranta says, "Hey, guys. So it is weird that while I was playing the Orange Box today, I happened to walk away. The game was on the main menu screen, and after 20 minutes or so, a trailer for Left 4 Dead played. Is this something that was hidden in the disc all along, or does Valve have some way of getting into my game via Xbox Live account?" Well, actually, yeah, they can get into your Xbox Live account, but I don't think they can add it to a disc.
I imagine it was already on the disc.
I'm sure.
It was.
I would think. I mean, I don't have the Orange Box, so I can't confirm. But
I had the Orange Box since it came out, and I'm the type of guy who will...
just let your games run for no reason?
Yeah. And I remember seeing the Left 4 Dead trailer. Usually I have to wait a couple few minutes before it comes up, but you know, I sometimes I'll put the game in and let it run, and I'll look over the instruction manual for a little bit. And it just came up, and I was like, whoa, cool, trailer for Left 4 Dead. So, yeah, it's a part of the game. So
gotcha. There you go.
His second question is, what is your favorite horror movie?
Bad horror movie. I don't really like horror movies, so they're all bad to me.
My favorite bad horror movies were always the Freddy movies.
I can tell you what my least favorite bad horror movie was. The Fog, the remake.
with Superman?
Worst movie ever.
They had lepers in it.
Worst movie ever.
And Clark Kent and lepers.
When it comes to bad horror movies,
I guess Leprechaun in the Hood is probably my favorite bad horror movie.
I like Leprechaun in Space myself, where he grows to like gargantuan proportions with horrible CGI effects.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'd probably have to say Evil Dead 2. Because Evil Dead 2 is actually not really a sequel to Evil Dead, but it's
a remake.
Yeah, it's like a comedy remake.
Yep.
But it's hilarious. I love it.
All right.
So Evil Dead 2.
There you go. How about you?
I was going to say Evil Dead.
Well, the first one?
Yeah.
I thought the first Evil Dead was actually scary.
There you go.
It was pretty bad, though.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But it's my favorite.
XDM18X says, hey, Chris, been a while since I asked a question, but since the last podcast, Boogeyman got me all hyped up about Dead Space. I thought I'd throw this at you. When you guys play horror games like Dead Space or Bioshock, what type of setup do you use to play? I usually play in pitch black darkness with my surround sound cranked and my dehumidifier on me. It sounds weird, but since when you're so immersed in a horror game like Bioshock or Dead Space, having a warm random breeze on the back of your neck makes it feel like something messed up is right behind
That's
you.
A pretty good idea.
Just curious if you guys do anything else crazy to scare the shit out of yourselves while playing. As always, keep up the great work.
That is a good idea.
That is. I usually just try and turn the lights out.
Yeah, that's all I can really do. I can't really hook up my surround system because it'll wake everyone else up.
Yeah, I don't really have a surround sound system, so
I need to play with headphones on, man. Headphones are the bomb.
Well, the surround sound system I have, I put the headset in, and the sound still comes from the TV.
Just turn your TV speakers off. You can do that in the options menu.
I guess I can do that, can't I?
Yes, indeed. Blah, 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 blah. I don't really do anything. If I want to really get into it, I'll turn the lights off, but I normally don't even do that, I guess.
Nothing crazy.
I don't get crazy jiggy and dress up like a zombie monkey or anything. Throw poo at the TV.
That's my zombie monkey sound effect. You like that?
And this next question comes from Catastrophe.
That's probably a little better.
Next question comes from Catastrophe, and she just this one just came to her, and it's all for Gambus. Hey, Gambus.
Hey.
What's your favorite book? Comic book, literature, movies, and music? Because, somebody said that last week.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Favorite comic book? Well, I'm a DC guy. I've been reading a lot of Green Lantern lately. I don't know if it's my favorite, but my favorite superhero of all time, Superman. And then followed by Batman. And then probably followed by Green Lantern. But yeah, Green Lantern is awesome. And let me think. Favorite book? Probably The Return of the King, part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It took me like a year to read all three books, and my least favorite was The Two Towers. That in itself took me like 8 months to read. It took me a couple months to read the first book, then it took me like 8 months to read the second book, and then it took me like a week and a half to read Return of the King, because Return of the King was just so epic, and it was like mostly action.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. Literature, I like fantasy and sci-fi. I like stuff like Ender's Game and Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan. Good stuff. And also, I'm about ready to read some H.P. Lovecraft, because I heard that that his stuff was pretty good. It deals with horror intermixed with science fiction. So I'm going to start reading that. And what was the other one?
Movies and music.
Movies and music. Of course, Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and Tron when it comes to movies. Music, I'm into basically, I like most types of music. But a lot of the stuff I listen to quite often would be a mixture of electronic music. I gravitate more towards 80s new wave in terms of the electronic music. I'm not that big a fan of the modern techno. I used to be back in the 90s, but I've matured and I like electronic music that's a little bit more that's a little bit more, you know, have a complex rhythm and composition. And the other type of music, yeah, there you go, that's a little more complex. The other type of music I like to listen to is progressive rock. Basically, a mixture of Dream Theater, Rush, and I think probably my
standing
favorite.
Standing in the limelight, the universal dream.
Yeah! Exactly.
Oh, I hate Rush.
Neil Peart is the greatest drummer
Neil
ever.
Neil Peart is the man.
I think that my favorite band of all time, I hope I don't get too lynched for this.
New Kids on the Block.
No. Queen.
Really?
Yeah, I think Queen's my favorite band of all time.
Freddie Mercury fanboy.
I like Queen.
I think Queen's awesome. But
he sings We Are the Champions in the shower.
Gambus does, not Freddie Mercury, because Freddie Mercury is no longer with us.
I know.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
But, don't make any cocaine jokes.
But there you go.
That really wasn't what killed him.
Thanks.
It was more of the AIDS killed him.
Don't make any dead kid jokes anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you were going
that's
with.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah, no, we can't. That's a joke from the very first episode. We're going to leave that one lie.
Thanks for the question, Cat.
There you go. And that wraps up the show.
That kills it right there.
That kills it. Sent it into oblivion.
Yeah.
See
what he did there? Bethesda's got a game coming out.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind to give me 250 points of horse armor.
Emotions are dreary, just like a tomb, as she wonders why. Why did she keep to herself? Was it selfish or pride? Why is there no one here to lay by her side? As the questions and answers float by in the wind, and the flowers around her subside, like everyone else she has known in this world, her rose has died. It's time to get on with your life. It's time to move on, no matter the cost, the pain or strife. Why did she keep to herself?
Was it selfish or pride? Why is there no one here to lay by her side? As the questions and answers float by in the wind, and the flowers around her subside, like everyone else she has known in this world, her rose has was it selfish or pride? Why is there no one here to lay by her side? As the questions and answers float by in the wind, and the flowers around her subside, like everyone else she has known in this world, her rose has
it made me wonder how we even made it to four episodes.
Persistence. And a bag of dreams.
Yes.
And the fact that we weren't being compensated at all.
Indeed.
I just read part of your news, and that's nasty.
What?
Huge elephant cock? Really?
What? I remember putting
you put something about elephant cock in the news?
Oh.
Killer Wolverine is like, wait, that was another thing I was writing. What file did you get?
I was making fun of your Halo skills.